This past Saturday, Mondelit Del Barco filed a report on NPR, which began this way. On a Hollywood back lot in Los Angeles, you can find a replica of New York City, a New York City street, complete with a diner, a newsstand, brownstones, a bodega, and a subway entrance. It's part of the Radford Studio Center, a sprawling production hub in Studio City. In 1928, silent film actor and director Max Sennett built the studio on what was once a lettuce ranch. Classic TV shows, Gunsmoke, Gilligan's Island, and the Mary Tyler Moore Show were all made here. So was the hit 1990s TV show Seinfeld. This stage has a lot of positive juju, says Zach Sokoloff from Radford Soundstage 9, where Seinfeld taped. Sokoloff is senior vice president at Hackman Capital Partners, which manages Radford Studio Center and studios around the world. The lot is full of recognizable Seinfeld spots. Up there, you got the balcony where Jerry threw the marble dry, he says. Sokoloff explains that the studio built this back lot for Seinfeld in 1994 after a massive 6.7 magnitude earthquake rocked Los Angeles and destroyed much of the set. There was trepidation about remaining in L.A., so we decided to bring New York to the production, as opposed to having the production go to New York, he says. Building a replica New York City is what it took to convince Seinfeld to stay in California, says Sokoloff. But keeping productions in the area, and even in the country, has become a challenge at a time when film and TV production has increasingly moved elsewhere. According to Film LA, which issues film permits, production still hasn't rebounded from the COVID-19 pandemic and delays triggered by the writers and actors strikes in 2023. Studios and streamers also aren't ordering as many shows these days. With less work to go around, the competition for what's left is intensified, says Phil Sokolowski. Most states have some sort of financial incentive for productions. So do nearly 100 countries, including Canada, the UK, Ireland, and Australia. Even Thailand has incentives, says Joe Shanice, senior vice president of Entertainment Partners, a global production services company. The recent season of The White Lotus was shot entirely in Thailand. He says that productions can bring a lot of money to an area at once, which is a real stimulus to the economy, creating jobs. The trend of what's known as runaway production began in the late 1990s, he says, when Canada introduced tax credits for film and TV production, and you saw that rolling out in other countries. Ever since, there's been global competition for entertainment jobs and bragging rights. Even within the U.S., states are jockeying to get those show business jobs. Last week, New York passed its budget with a $100 million increase in funds dedicated to production incentives, setting aside a total of $800 million. This week, thanks to New Jersey's tax credits, Netflix broke ground on new sound stages, a back lot, and post-production facilities on a former U.S. Army base at Fort Monmouth. And in Texas, a proposed state bill offering more incentives to film there has gotten a boost from some famous celebrities. A small fraction of the Texas budget surplus could turn this state into the new Hollywood, actor Woody Harrelson said in a recent video, teaming up with Billy Bob Thornton, Dennis Quaid, and Renee Zellweger. No shade to Texas, but I think people would rather film in California, says Stephen Jaworski, vice president of production for A&E Studios. Jaworski is in charge of budgeting for the Netflix series The Lincoln Lawyer, a legal drama produced at Los Angeles Center Studios, not far from City Hall and other downtown locations where the show often shoots. The reality is this show could be shot anywhere, he says, from the set of Lincoln Lawyer. L.A. is a character to our stories. But as costs increase, whether it's inflation or even the way that the economy may be going, there may be a mandate of you have to cut your costs. And the only way to keep the show going would be to relocate. It would be heartbreaking if this show had to leave. The situation's so dire, he says, that if something is not done this summer, I truly believe California, being the entertainment capital of the world and the production capital of the world, I think that will be a thing of the past. All that from a report on NPR by Mandalit Del Barco this past Saturday. As it happens, in 1982, Hollywood came to Scranton for the filming of the movie based on Jason Miller's Pulitzer Prize-winning play that championship season. In 2022, filmmakers Robert Savakinas and Luz Cabrales produced a documentary titled Scranton's Championship Season about the making of the movie here in Scranton 40 years earlier. Savakinas has founded his own film production company, Cannon Fire Films, and he's made a number of documentaries and feature films here in Northeast PA. He's been named chair of the recently established Lackawanna County Film and Multimedia Commission. And he stopped in at the WVIA Benko studio to introduce us to the board and an upcoming event next week in Dixon City they're calling Film Forward.
The Lackawanna County Commissioners formed a film commission, Film Multimedia Commission, and our board started operating this past year, and we're a 9-member board. I was fortunate to be elected the chairperson of the board, so I'm thrilled about that. And we have a very nice group of people on our board. And as far as we want to get the word out there to the public that we do exist now as a film commission. And, you know, I've been doing film projects for the last 3-4 years now, and we've been reaching a good level of success with those. And I want to be able to find a way to recruit our local talent. And by being able to put this event on, and I'll give you some specific details on it, it's going to be at the Circle Drive-In in Dixon City on Route 6, Business 6, and it's on May 29th, which is a Thursday, and it's from 5 o'clock until 9 o'clock. It's a free event. We'll have some drive-in type food that will be available, and again, that's all part of the event and everything, popcorn, hot dogs, things like that. We'll screen a movie at the end of it all and everything. But what we're doing is we're trying to encourage actors in our area, actors, actresses. We're trying to get filmmaking type people, people who have experience or want to learn more about being a crew member, whether it's audio, whether it's video, camera work, lighting, any of those things, special effects, artists, makeup. But I also want to take it to another level because filmmaking has an economic impact and can be in a community. And what that means is I'm looking at, I'd like to have some restaurants come out that may want to talk about catering for a film crew or a movie making crew, restaurants that may want to use their location as a location in a movie, also tourist attractions. And we have such great tourist attractions in our area, you know, the Electric City Trolley Museum, the Brooks Mine. We have such good locations. And, you know, I also want them to come out, the attractions, to have a chance to say, if you're a filmmaker and you want to make a movie in our area, film at one of our attractions and kind of showcase Northeastern PA throughout the rest of the country.
And you've actually been a facilitator on your own with your own work, bringing filmmakers in from Florida, for example.
Erica, you have a great memory. Yes, I have two film partners in Florida that I work with. And, you know, we've done a couple of movies up in our area. They've brought some of their talent to combine with our talent to make things happen. I also have a producer out in Los Angeles, and I just have to throw his name out there, Jeff Miller, because he is, you know, he's done over 50 movies. And we did a movie in 2023 in Tamaqua called 12 to Midnight, and that movie's out there streaming. We filmed at some unique locations in the Tamaqua area. We filmed at the number 9 coal mine, the WKS Railroad. And as I said, that movie is out there streaming, so it's a great opportunity. Recently, we've done two other movies in our area, Bitter Souls, which actually today it was released on Amazon Prime. And we filmed at the Circle Drive-In, we filmed in the city of Carbondale, you know, various locations, and it's a voodoo revenge movie. And it just kind of shows you the magic of what you can do in filmmaking in Northeastern PA. We're making a voodoo movie in Northeastern PA. And as I said, I'm just proud to say it was released on Amazon Prime today, so it has the chance to be out there and the rest of the world again to see what we have to offer in our area.
Right now, would you say, outside our area, do filmmakers ever think about Northeastern Pennsylvania or the Commonwealth?
I think they do. There's no doubt about that. We have a new state commissioner, film commissioner. His name is Gino Pesci. I believe this is his second year in office, and he is working towards trying to help out independent filmmakers with film tax credits, things like that. So, of course, I want to give great kudos to him as well. I also want to mention our County Visitor Bureau in Lackawanna County, Kurt Camoni and his staff, because he helps us work with hotels so that we get nice discounted room rates so that we could have our actors, actresses, and some of the visiting crew members stay there. So again, hotels benefit from this as well. As far as people coming to make movies in Northeastern PA and learning about us. I think that's what our goal is, having established this film commission. And that's what we want to do. We want to get the word out there. Some of the things that I've seen on Facebook because of our posting about this event that we're calling it Film Forward. Again, the event is May 29th at the Circle Drive-In from 5 to 9. And again, I'm repeating this because I want people to know it's a free event. Come on out and meet and, you know, talk about your talents, share your talents, or learn about filmmaking. But what we have is we have just so many opportunities in this area. But I was saying that some of this information is out there, of course, in the social media world, Facebook, things like that. And I've seen some responses from the Lehigh Valley that they're interested in attending. I have a filmmaker coming up from the Bucks County area that's interested in attending. So again, I think we want to open the doors up, whether it's for just the opportunity for our local people to showcase their talents, whether we want to just show off the great attractions we have, in addition to the good food that we have, the unique architecture. Again, so many things we have to offer in this area. And I'm certainly enjoying being able to make movies in our area, but I also want more filmmakers to be able to know what good stuff we have here and good talent.
And you know very well, because you've made a documentary on the subject, but we certainly know what a legend that championship season has been in this area, because the story was Scranton-centric. It made sense, but Jason Miller had to fight to film it here.
Yes. And what also is, again, very fascinating about the story is that championship season, it was made by a company called the Cannon Group, and they were a major filmmaker in the 70s and 80s, a lot of action stars, Charles Bronson, Chuck Norris, people like that at one time. And they were looking to create a more arts type, more thinking man's kind of movie, if you want to call it that, with that championship season, as opposed to, again, a lot of the action movies and things that they did. And that's how Jason Miller was able to work with the Cannon Group and create this film and make this movie that they did. And as you were saying, we did a documentary actually 2 years ago to commemorate the 40th anniversary of the movie, that championship season. And I like to say it's when Hollywood came to Northeastern Pennsylvania to make a really big movie. And, you know, we have that chance now again, not necessarily through Hollywood, but through independent film producers and everything. And one of the things I kind of like to tell the story is that, as I said, the Cannon Group was the name of this company. I named my company Cannon Fire Productions kind of as that homage to the Cannon Group, just to say, I want to create movies in Northeastern PA, and I want to do a lot of them, just the way the Cannon Group did.
Tell us about one of the sites you have used in one of the films you've made.
We just mentioned the Electric City Trolley Museum. We filmed for the movie Bitter Souls. We did some nice scenes using the trolley in the tunnel. We had our actors on that. Of course, the staff, the personnel at the Trolley Museum, just very supportive, helping us, allowing us to film there and everything. And of course, it is a county site as well. So of course, I want to thank our Lackawanna County Commissioners for allowing us to film there. Because again, it allows people to see what's out there in Northeastern PA throughout the rest of the world. And our commissioners, Lackawanna County Commissioners, again, very forward-thinking in establishing this film commission and allowing us to do these events to kind of, you know, again, bring in more people to the area for that economic purpose, just for that community purpose, and just for that opportunity, again, for people to show off their talents and everything.
You'll see the results on the 29th, but would we be surprised, will we be surprised to hear how many people are active already or interested in filmmaking?
I want to thank you, Erica, because that's one of the reasons that I'm on here. I want to promote this as much as we can, because again, it's our first time doing something as a film commission, and we're not really that well known yet and established and everything, just because again, we're new. And people don't think of Lackawanna County, Northeastern PA, as a filmmaking area. So what kind of attendance can we expect? I have no idea. But through efforts of promoting it through your program and everything, it gives us an opportunity to reach the arts audience and everyone else out there, just to say, come on out and just be a part of it. And let's do some networking, because again, that's the major goal of this event, is just to try and connect people that want to make movies, want to make documentaries, want to make television shows, commercials, whatever that is, multimedia in general.
Will this result in a registry of sorts?
Yes. What our goal is, we have several goals with the Film Commission, and one of them is to establish that, if you want to call it that, registry, so that we can exchange people's information, we can create somewhat of a database of locations that are available, restaurants that want to participate, hotels that want to participate, tourist attractions, you know, just anyone that really wants to participate, whether it's with their business, their attraction, or their personalities or something like that. And that's what our goal is to create that database that we could kind of share with hopeful filmmakers that may contact us from California, New York, Florida, wherever, and just say, you know, we want to come to your area and make a movie. Can you help us with your talent? Can you help us with your locations? Can you help us with, you know, our local elected officials, with zoning rules, things like that? And that's kind of, again, what one of our goals, our major goal is as a film commission.
Would you have a site that would be announcing auditions like they do in theater. Local theater groups have postings for auditions for plays.
What we hope to do is eventually is to develop our website tied in with the Lackawanna County website as well, Facebook page, things like that, for our film commission again, so that people can network, interact, and everything. But again, just because we're a year old, it's a growing process of trying to make everything work and make it happen and everything. So yes, we do hope to have all those things. And obviously with social media, you know, just getting the word out there about the different things that we have going on. This event, I've talked to our county commissioners about possibly doing a countywide film festival next year. And, you know, I've approached the city of Carbondale. They are interested. A couple of the partners up there, the hotel up there, Hotel Anthracite, and everything has told us they're interested in it. So we could possibly look at doing a county film festival in 2026. Talk to the city of Scranton, 2027 could be the host site for this film festival again in Lackawanna County. So again, it's that opportunity to try and bring more filmmakers in, either to make movies and even also just to kind of screen their movies and show their movies. You know, if there's another aspect that I didn't really talk about yet, but we have some great opportunities in our area when we do make these movies to screen them locally. The Circle Drive-In, the Moonlight Drive-In in West Wyoming, the Pocono Theater in East Stroudsburg. I mean, independent theaters and drive-ins that give us a chance to show these independently made movies and support the community. And I just, again, just a little quick mention of them just to thank them, because again, they're very supportive of us making these movies and screening them for us, and also giving us that opportunity for other filmmakers to screen their movies there. So again, it's just a nice networking opportunity again. I also wanted to say, earlier I mentioned about a filmmaker from Los Angeles by the name of Jeff Miller, that we did a movie project with him. Well, he's coming back to our area this year. This summer, we're going to be doing another film, and it's called Final Act, and that's going to be filmed in Lackawanna County. So we do have another major film project that's going to be happening here. And if I just have to say, on this Friday afternoon, Jeff Miller is at the Cannes Film Festival in France, and he has one of our films out there that he is working with on networking with it. So, I mean, what an opportunity that we're able to have, you know, films that my company I'm involved with being screened at the Cannes Film Festival. And Jeff is out there, and he's coming in June to Northeastern PA to work with us to make another movie project.
It says something that Jeff Miller wants to come back.
It's Northeastern PA in our area delivering is what it is, the talent and the locations and just the goodwill of everything.
Robert Savakinas, founder of Cannon Fire Productions, filmmaker of many documentaries on historical aspects of Northeastern Pennsylvania, as well as feature films, as we've heard. He's been named chair of the recently established Lackawanna County Film and Multimedia Commission. And he stopped in to tell us about Film Forward, a night with the Lackawanna County Film and Multimedia Commission that will take place on May 29th from 5 until 9 p.m. at the Circle Drive-In in Dixon City. It's a chance for networking and connecting with people on the commission, industry professionals, and other people who, like you, are interested in making films here in Northeastern Pennsylvania. For more information, you can contact Robert Savakinas through his email, and that's rsavrobert@aol.com, rsavrobert@aol.com. Film Forward, a night with the Lackawanna County Film and Multimedia Commission, May 29th from 5 until 9 p.m. There is no admission charge. It's at the Circle Drive-In in Dixon City. For more information, rsavrobert@aol.com.